It's me again. This work concerns Orani, and since I live here, I simply have to tell you about it. These drawings with leaves, walls, people and animals represented by the great dream of Costantino Nivola. It is called Pergola Village, which translates more or less as Pergola Covered Village. Pergolas are structures in wood or iron over which various plants climb vines or roses or wisteria, where leaves provide shade in the summer, while allowing light to shine through the winter when the leaves fall. Here, Nivola imagines all the houses in Orani would be linked by pergolas, so that walking through the village would be like walking through a garden, cool and surrounded by leaves and flowers. It's a wonderful idea that goes beyond sculptures, beyond paintings, and beyond anything he had done up to that moment. This project would enable people to chat outside their homes without getting burned by the sun or getting too drenched when it rains. Nivola may have left this little village to travel to New York, but he never forgot Orani. On the contrary, the further away he was, the more he thought about it. He said he felt like a link detached from its chain. In designing this project, he wanted to gift his village a kind of embrace made from houses, colours and plants, strengthening the sense of community and belonging between the inhabitants. If you look at the other panels, you will see many other features of Orani that Andine remembered clearly from his childhood. Woman making bread and placing it in the oven. Donkeys carrying wood. The project you see here was published in an important American magazine. There, people who had never heard of Orani began to study these small Sardinian houses, all covered with greenery,